Tick-tock, everybody. 18, 19 minutes to go until we wrap up the trade on this Monday, first trading day of August 2026. We've got a day where a risk-on trade is happening as we try to figure out whether or not we are indeed making some progress with the war between the United States and Iran. Talks on, talks off, I don't know. Nonetheless, it's something that's certainly top of mind. We still kind of think about the economy. We've got a jobs report come Friday, and then the AI trade. Although today it feels like investors kind of back in.
Yeah, it does feel right? like that. I mean, at least if you use Amazon as a proxy for that, then yeah, they're back in.
Another $5 trillion market cap company, right?
Three.
Oh, sorry. Well,
we just had a conversation.
What's a few trillion? I know. In, out. That's my Monday.
No,
brain.
I was going to say we just had a conversation about anyway, if only you guys were here.
That's right.
If only you guys were here. Aaron Kennan is sometimes here. He's here with us now. He's CEO of Clear Harbor Asset Management. The firm manages more than $2 billion across families, not-for-profits, and corporations. He joins us from Stamford, Connecticut. Aaron, we got a lot to get to with you. I want to start with earnings and sort of like a scorecard of where we are right now based on your view. Mixed reports from six of the Mag 7 that we've heard from, or at least mixed reactions that we've gotten from investors. Amazon is certainly top of mind. What's your scorecard right now?
Yeah, I think earnings have been relatively, I should say, extraordinarily strong. I mean, the last two quarters, Q2, Q1, we just saw we're seeing earnings grow in excess of 25%. The median number, so even if you sort of exclude these big names that are driving so much of the market, is still growing at 12%. On a year-over-year basis. These are extraordinary numbers you usually see only after coming out of like a deep recession like we did during COVID or the Great Financial Recession. So very strong. AI spending is strong. CapEx spending is strong. And I would also argue that management teams seem to be very focused on the return on investment question for the quarters ahead. And I think that's really important. I think the market is appreciating that.
Has anybody quantified how much of the CapEx spend is just AI related? And like, if that all of a sudden comes to a halt, Aaron, that, okay, then maybe it's a little bit of a different story going forward.
Yeah, I think, Carol, you bring up a good point. I would just argue, and now I feel like I'm sitting in the C-suite of a semiconductor company, but when you look at the sort of saturation of agentic AI in corporate America, the last data point I saw was less than 0.5% is actually using it agentically, yet demand is skyrocketing, compute demand is skyrocketing. And so I would argue that the demand for AI also means a demand for utilities, the infrastructure for new utilities, the infrastructure for data centers, picks and shovels, banking activity picks up, M&A picks up, the financing side picks up. You see the alternative asset managers participating in a lot of the lending around data centers and even real estate. Look at REITs. Which part of the real estate market this year is actually looking quite strong? It's the data center REITs. And so I don't think it's a house of cards. I don't think it's a sort of a game of Jenga here, but it is all sort of correlated, and I think we have to keep that in mind.
So then what's the right way to position a portfolio? Like, what are you advising clients?
Yeah, I mean, I think one important leap of faith is that you do have to believe in stocks for the long run. The second one in this environment is you have to believe that AI is not a fad. That it's real, it's here to stay, and the CapEx spending sort of, I would argue, provides a lot of sort of tailwind to that thesis. We're going to spend over $1 trillion globally on the AI hyperscaler build out. Most of that's here in the United States, Tim. And so, you know, I think we can look at multiple sectors for this. Industrials is not just an AI build out story. It's also an aerospace story. It's also a defense story, modernizing our defense capabilities. It's an electrification story, which is related, of course, to AI and the demand for electricity. You can look at financials and you know, there are read-throughs there as well, but you have a steeper yield curve, you capture net interest margin, there's more M&A activity. And these are trends that are not just happening in the United States, they're happening overseas, which is why we're seeing Japan as a developed nation outperforming the U.S. this year. And it's also Impacting small cap companies too, where M&A has also accelerated, but many of the sectors that are benefiting from AI are also in the small cap space, which is why we're seeing the Russell up almost 20% year to date.
Any chance though, Aaron, as technology, I think about this phone that I, you know, walk around with and all that it can do, and it just gets more and more productive and there's so much more things that I can do and chips get more efficient and energy efficient and so on and so forth. Is there any part of you that thinks, well, wait a minute though, the build out at some point, maybe we aren't going to need it all, that we're not going to need all this energy because things will be, again, more efficient and so on and so forth. Like, I just wonder, you know, what's the risk side of this that you factor in?
So that's a great point. I think memory on the semi side is all the rage right now, and for good reason. Demand is unquenchable, and supply is not able to meet it. But if you actually sort of think about what's happening there, there's probably double ordering and triple ordering happening because there's so much demand. But what if it was just double ordering, or it was no longer double ordering, it was just ordering to meet demand? Would we start to see a bit of a correction because the backlog would subside on the semiconductor front? Yes, that could impact semis, which is a big part of the U.S. and global market. But it also means, to your point, that AI is becoming more efficient, and perhaps margins could actually improve because CapEx expenditures in the out years could actually maybe decelerate on the margin. So I still think there's a bullish thesis for components of the equity market that will be able to take advantage of AI as a result of this.
Like what?
No, so for example, if you're Microsoft, if you're Alphabet, that means your CapEx numbers come down, and that means that you're able to capture more output for the amount of compute power that you're trying to purchase. So that would be a net tailwind to these types of companies going forward.
All right, great stuff. As always, Aaron, thank you so much. Happy Monday. Hope the rest of your week goes well. Aaron Kennan joining us once again. He is CEO of Clear Harbor Asset Management, joining us from Stamford, Connecticut. The firm manages more than $2 billion across families, not-for-profits, and corporations.